From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Wednesday he holds the military leadership in Myanmar responsible for the current refugee crisis affecting the country's Rohingya Muslim population.
We really hold the military leadership accountable for what's happening with the Rakhine area. What's most important to us is that the world can't just stand idly by and be witness to the atrocities that are being reported in the area.
Tillerson said someone is going to be held to account for the atrocities. More than 500,000 Rohingya have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community. The crackdown has resulted in widespread atrocities and has prompted intense international condemnation, although officials in Myanmar still continue to deny that the crisis exists. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets of Mogadishu and other major Somali cities on Wednesday, condemning those behind the massive explosion that killed nearly 300 people and wounded more than 400 others. The Mogadishu protest came in response to a call from the city's mayor for a massive rally to pray for those killed and injured in Saturday's truck bombing, which the government blames on the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab. President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed urged Somalis to take up arms for what he called a tough war with Al-Shabaab. He told the protesters, "It is time for us to unite, and I call for all Somalis to join hands together in the fight against the common enemy." This is VOA News. North Korea's government has relied for decades on illicit trade to fund its activities. But a new report notes that what appears to be a recent rise in Pyongyang's trafficking of illegal wildlife is coming from African nations. The VOA's Anita Powell reports from Pretoria, a report by the Global Initiative Against Transnational Organized Crime warns the trade is putting further pressure on the continent's endangered rhino and elephant populations.
At least 11 African nations have trade links to North Korea, in part because the nation frequently offers good deals in order to prevent economic isolation. Researcher Zachary Donenfeld of the Pretoria-based Institute for Security Studies says many African nations are reluctant to cut those ties.
If a country like North Korea comes along and offers a relatively good deal on refined petroleum, for instance, which is one of their main exports to Africa, it's understandable that African governments may not ask a lot of questions about where that petroleum comes from in the face of all these massive pressures on service delivery.
Rademeyer says laws exist to stop illegal trade by diplomats, but the will is often absent.
Governments don't want to become involved in diplomatic incidents. Governments with close ties to North Korea don't particularly want to inflame tensions. But the Vienna Convention does allow for cases where there is evidence or there is a compelling case to be made that illegal items are being smuggled, to search those bags and take action.
Anita Powell, VOA News, Pretoria.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley lashed out Wednesday at Iran for what she called a laundry list of bad behavior, and she criticized the U.N. Security Council for not holding Iran accountable. She called Iran out for its support of Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad and its supply of weapons to Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. A Brazilian congressional committee has voted against making President Michel Temer stand trial on corruption charges. The full lower house of Congress will vote next week on the charges. If two-thirds of the lawmakers approve the indictment, Temer would be suspended for up to 6 months pending trial by the Senate. Temer survived a similar corruption charge in August. Temer took office about a year ago after Dilma Rousseff was impeached and removed as president for improperly handling government finances. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.